So loads of magazines and brochures have come through the friendly office this week. And what I tend to do is sit down once a week, have a quick flick through, and any article that I think is of great interest or is something rather exciting and not been said before, then I tend to share it with the wider world. So, with that in mind, I've got in front of me a magazine, fantastic magazine actually, not a penny spared on this, I'll tell you. Matte laminated covers, UV varnishing all over the place, beautifully presented piece of print. So, well done to the publishers. Print Power, issue number 3, spring 2012. Print Power is published by an organisation called Two Sides. Their primary role is to educate us and put to bed myths and rumours about print media. They're here to explain in greater detail the sustainability of print and what we can do with the print media. Martin Eustace heads up the organisation. His business can be found at his website, Two Sides, or indeed you can go to the Print Power website, www.printpoweruk.co.uk. Right, so with that in mind and no further ado, page 20 of Print Power is an article entitled Life in the Slow Lane, and it goes something like this. With media becoming faster, it's no wonder many people find it difficult to relax, but by discovering the therapeutic values of print, we can all enjoy some much-needed privacy, downtime and isolation. So then we go to the article, Life in the Slow Lane, and a little bit more information about the article. As the world becomes faster and the lines between work and leisure become more blurred, people are being drawn to print as a way of relaxing and switching off the digital noise. It's time to focus, says Mintel's Richard Cope. So there's my favourite article of the week. It's a 4-page article, smack bang in the middle of Print Power, issue number 3. It's going to take you 7 minutes to read, and I suggest anybody out there pick it up and have a read through it and get inspired. That's frankgoldenprinthut.co.uk.